SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A trade deal between the United States and China is drawing closer, officials from the world's two largest economies said today as they reached an initial consensus for President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping to aim to finalize during their high-stakes meeting. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
Any agreement would be a relief to international markets, even if it does not address underlying issues involving manufacturing imbalances and access to state-of-the-art computer chips. Beijing recently limited exports of rare earth elements that are needed for advanced technologies, and President Trump responded by threatening additional tariffs on Chinese products. China's top trade negotiator, Li Changgang, told reporters the two sides had reached a preliminary consensus, while Mr. Trump's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that there is a very successful framework. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The government shutdown continues. Senator Tom Cotton says Democrats are preventing Congress from doing what it's elected to do.
The entire point of this short-term funding bill was for us to have this exact debate. If they had simply kept the government open 3 weeks ago, we would have probably already voted not just on the defense bill and the labor bill and the health and human services bill, but say on transportation and housing and military construction and veterans affairs and the Agriculture Department, and preferably all the spending bills.
President Trump says he will increase tariffs on Canada 10%. The president made the comment in a Weekend Post citing a Canadian TV ad against his global tariffs. Earlier, President Trump said he was cutting off trade negotiations with Canada over the ad, which used a 1987 video clip of President Reagan warning that tariffs hurt every American. Ontario Premier Doug Ford has plans to pause the ad after the World Series games this weekend. This is SRN News. A new report on religious freedom.
It's the annual offering of Aid to the Church in Need, and it finds that nearly two-thirds of the people on earth are suffering from restrictions on their religious liberty. 5.4 billion people living in 62 countries are either persecuted for their faith or suffer discrimination because of it. The report concludes that the two primary drivers of religious persecution are authoritarian regimes and Muslim terrorism. It also reports that anti-Semitism is up all around the globe. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo has met with an organization of clergy abuse survivors and advocates for the first time. Participants in the meeting this week say he agreed to maintain a permanent dialogue with them. The Ending Clergy Abuse Group is pushing for a zero-tolerance policy for abuse in the Catholic Church. Such policy would require the permanent removal of any priest who abuses a child. This is SRN News. This seat is taken.
Spanish police have arrested seven people suspected of stealing over 1,100 chairs from outdoor seating areas at restaurants and bars. The thefts occurred in Madrid and a nearby municipality over 2 months. The group, consisting of six men and a woman, targeted 18 establishments in August and September. Police estimate the stolen properties worth about $69,000. The suspects face charges of theft and belonging to a criminal organization. They allegedly resold the chairs in Spain, Morocco, and Romania. Keith Peters, Washington.
A penny shortage is affecting retailers nationwide. The Treasury Department halted penny production in May, and the U.S. Mint cranked out its last batch of pennies in August. Now, a growing number of convenience stores like Kroger and Home Depot reporting issues. The American Banking Association says 250 billion pennies are still in circulation. More details, srnnews.com.